This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
This interview is being conducted for the International Bomber Command Centre. The interviewer is Alan Pinchbeck. The interviewee is Andy Gold. The interview is taking place at Mr. Gold's home in Scarborough, North Yorkshire, on the 8th of June 2018 at 10:35. Also present is Karen Chapman, the interviewee's daughter, and Brenda, his wife. So, Andy, can we start off by you telling me a bit about what you did before the war?
Well, how far back do you want me to go? The school I went to?
Where were you born and when were you born?
Where was I born? No, you got me. I was born at in Gardner's Cottage. Part of Craigmile House, which was owned by, Shaw. Craigmile House, a huge house. Long since gone now, they knocked it down because they wanted the stones to build it somewhere else. All history, I'm afraid. That overlooks the village of Dolphins, where I was educated. You can call it education. It was an excellent school. Do you want to know about the school? I had various... I had one particularly good headmaster. What was his name? Davidson. He went into the history of the pupils and all sorts of things. Excellent. Not a great deal to say about the school, really. Well, it's a nice building. It's a granite building. It was rebuilt partly during the war and partly after the war. Beautiful granite building. Still there today. Just across the road from the local village hall.
And after you left school, what did you do there?
After I left school, I was a member of the Air Training Corps, and I stayed in that, and I went to the post office. I joined the post office, and I worked in the local post office in the village for quite a few years. I got married, I suppose, more or less. I don't know all the details. I can't remember all the details of that now. But I lived in the village till I don't know what age I was. Because I went into the Air Force, and I didn't really go back to the village after I came out of the Air Force.
Just going to pause it there a minute.
Well, I volunteered for air crew, and then when I got called up, I eventually went into 12 Bomber Squadron and got crewed up with Pilot Officer Stevenson, who was from Newcastle, Hank Walden, a New Zealander from North Island. I still keep in touch with him. Well, I did until he's dead now, isn't he, Hank? He died. I met the rest of my bomber crew there. Taff Edwards from South Wales, pilot of course, he was a sergeant. Stevenson became a squadron leader eventually. New Zealand navigator with Hank Walden. He was The overseas people that came and joined air crew usually got commissioned, and he came across as a pilot officer and became a flight lieutenant or a squadron leader, I'm not sure what. And then at the end of war, of course, I returned home. What else do you want to know about them? I did quite a few raids. in my logbook, I don't know where it is, 5 or 6 raids.
Mm-hmm.
Survived them all, hence I'm still here.
And you were telling me you trained in the UK.
I got trained in the UK, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was at Wickenby, RAF Wickenby. When did I do my aircrew training? My wireless op training. You know, it escapes me now.
Okay.
Mostly in Shropshire and in Lincolnshire.
Mm-hmm.
And I got crewed up in 1943, I think, with Pilot Officer Stevenson. He'd probably just be a sergeant when I joined him, but he became a wing commander eventually. And in New Zealand, I went into a bomber crew. The New Zealander was the navigator, Hank Walden. He just died recently, didn't he? And the mid-upper gunner was Taff Edwards from Swansea, South Wales, and the rear gunner was from Enfield West, London. And then our engineer had two different engineers. One was a Scotsman who drank too much and he got booted out. And then another Scotsman joined me called McAnally. Forget his first name now. So called Mac. And stayed as a bomber crew until I don't know when. After the end of the war, I suppose.
Mm. Can you remember any particular operations you went on?
Yes, I did. I did a place called Paderborn.
Right.
And Hamburg. Bombed Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, where else? Paderborn, Hamburg. Gosh, I forget now. They're in my logbook, actually.
Mm-hmm. We can have a look at that later. Yeah, we'll get that sorted out.
Could I prompt at all?
Could do.
Yeah.
So, if you were going on a typical raid, what can you remember about preparing for any particular raids?
Oh,
or
God.
Were you nervous or apprehensive?
No, I'm not a nervous chap.
No?
I get anxious about things, but I'm not really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I was a sergeant. Started off as a sergeant, became a flight sergeant, and then I became a warrant officer. And had I stayed on, they offered me a commission if I stayed on the Air Force, but I didn't want to stay on. I wanted to come out. So that's the end of it.
Yeah. Okay. You mentioned about flying on Operation Manor.
Ah, yes.
That must have been quite something.
That was dropping food to the Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
I did one or two of those raids. I really need my flying book here. Flying book here. I was never one to suffer from the cold. We had sheepskin boots and things like that.
I think the wireless operator's position's quite close to the air in the heater intake, isn't it?
Yes.
So you'd be quite warm.
Well, it's in the centre of the plane, so it was in a warmer area.
Mm-hmm.
So how far back do you want me to go? Llandrog. I was stationed at Llandrog, advanced flying unit, in 1915, I don't know what that. Wellington's, I went to Wellington's.
Yeah.
And I went to operational training unit at Peplo, which is it's not Lincolnshire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is now. It's all history now.
Memories are fading,
yeah.
Wellington's, flew in Wellington's.
And when you got to Wickenby, and you went with your crew to Wickenby,
yes.
I assume, and what did you think when you got to Wickenby? What did you think to it there?
Quite a nice station was Wickenby. It was near Lincoln, and Lincoln was a nice town, a friendly town towards aircrew, because Lincolnshire, of course, was Bomber Command country, and we were mostly all heroes there, which was good.
Yeah.
Peplo, I was stationed at Peplo, which is sat in Lincolnshire. I'm not sure that is. Lincolnshire is just outside Lincolnshire.
And did you have any encounters with night fighters?
No, not really. And that wouldn't affect me very much anyway, because it was an air gunner, and getting an air gunner's job to follow the night fighters. I didn't see very much in my little area, because it was just, I had a dome to look out, but there's not much to see at night. So there was no great interest, really. You see the odd plane get shot down. See a plane get shot down, if it went in fire, you'd see it spiraling to there. Not very interesting, I'm afraid.
And then you took part in Operation Exodus, bringing prisoners of war back.
Yes, I did.
Do you remember, did all of you go on that, all of your crew, or just some of you? Did you not take gunners?
Well,
or?
Most of the crews were broken up after the war, when the war finished, because a lot of the crews were Australians and New Zealanders. In fact, my crew, the navigator, was a New Zealander. And of course, he went home when the war finished. And who else did I have? Taff Edwards, South Wales, he went home. I don't know, I forget really what his job was. He went back to South Wales. There was Flight Lieutenant Stevenson. He went back into Civvy Street, like the guy did. It's all history under the water, aren't you?
Do you remember anything about the people you brought back, the prisoners of war you brought back? Were they pleased to see you? Were they
not a lot,
wanting to see
except
you?
That what we used to do, we used to get flying rations. We used to get chocolate and stuff that the poor civilians didn't get. And we used to keep ours, and when we flew the prisoners of war back, we passed it on to them. Some of them would be in tears when you gave them chocolate. I feel quite a lot of prisoners back home.
And then, after the war, then, what did you get up to after the war?
Well, I was in the post office before I went into the Air Force, and when I came out of the Air Force, I went back into the post office.
Mm-hmm.
You
went to Wireless School in Aberdeen, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Wireless College in Aberdeen.
So you kept up your interest in wireless?
Oh, yes. Still do.
Mm-hmm.
Not much to tell you about that.
So tell us about your crewing up, Andy.
Well, we went to this station. I can't think where it was now. probably Peplo, I'm not sure. Anyway, an aircrew station, and the gunners were already there, and the bomb aimer was there, and of course me, the wireless operator, and the pilot and navigator. And we went around meeting each other, and somebody would come to you and say, "Do you want to be in my crew?" You say, "Yes." So that was you crewed up. The first pilot I was with, he was a good pilot, and slightly older than we were. He was one of these men who are called militiamen. They were called up early in the war. And he was sent to Canada. He became aircrew, he was sent to Canada, and he got a, I don't think he was commissioned there, because he was still a flight sergeant when I joined him, but he got a commission. No, I think he was commissioned, because British aircrew went to Canada, got commissioned straight away. For nothing, they didn't have to earn it like us poor swords had to do. And he went to Canada and he did his air training there. And then he came back to the UK, and I don't know where we. I got crewed up. Probably Peplo was it. I'd have to go back in my logbook. And pilot went around looking for a wireless op, air gunners, and a bomb aimer. Talked to them all, and all joined together and became a crew. That's how we got together. And eventually the crew would be sent to an operational station. Forget where I went to now.
So if there's nothing else you really want to tell me, Andy, I want to say thank you ever so much for your time, and thank you for what you've done for us. I really appreciate being able to come and chat to you. It's been an honour. Thank you.
Thank you very much.